Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment's brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Unfortunately, on our last segment, Lee, we had to cut Paula off about the information she was giving. Do you know what it was so we could repeat it before we move on? Or?
Yes, I do. She was trying to give out our hashtag, and it's ERP15. So it's hashtag ERP15.
Okay.
And what she did was, what Paula did was, as soon as Betsy told her that, she went up there and posted some pictures from previous eBay radio parties.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, you know, so we'll go from there.
Well, that's important. Now, moving forward, most of the time, you have to go out and hunt for items to sell. But there are times when inventory just finds you. Oh, lucky you. Whether you want it or not, Luis Sanchez is known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs Crafts Gifts, and she's here now to tell us how she ended up sourcing products from her own mother's garage. Louise, we understand you received a rather shocking, unexpected inheritance.
We did. 60 years worth. First of all, hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. 60 years worth of accumulation. Oh, my gosh, the basement, the attic, the garage. And she was not a hoarder. I mean, her house was in order, but she saved things like the wedding topper from my first wedding in 1962 sat in the china closet for all these years, which happens to be listed right now on eBay. Just lots and lots of things.
Was this from an ex-husband?
From an ex-husband, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now deceased ex-husband, but yes.
Okay.
And at one point, we went through and we collected all the glasses, you know, the Waterford that she used for Sundays and good fancy dinners, and the stuff that the penny toss at the carnival. We ended up with over 500 glasses, drinking glasses.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There was a box in the attic of stuff that was wrapped in newspaper from the 1950s.
So what options did you consider
carnival glasses? Pardon me? Please?
I'm sorry. What options did you consider for disposing of this 60 years worth of stuff?
Well, we knew we were moving to Colorado. We were in New York on Long Island, and it was going to be 50 cents a pound to move. And I knew I wanted to yard sale it, but a lot of it I didn't have a value on. So there was a TV show very similar to Antiques Roadshow. John Bruno was the host.
Oh, John Bruno, sure, yes.
Right. And he would stand at a counter, people would bring stuff in, and he would just appraise it. And then I think the name of his business is Flamingo Enterprises, and he does antique shows and ephemera shows up and down the East Coast. And at the end of the show, there was an announcement that he would do private appraisals, so we called him. He and Tina, his wife, came to the house. They were there 10 hours. I'm not kidding. He walked in the front door and saw a mirror hanging on the wall, and he never stopped talking, giving us information, history, background, names, just all kinds of stuff, not only value, but the background to it. While he's talking, she's going through drawers, pulling stuff out. So part of the lesson here is that sometimes you have to pay for something, but in order to know what you have to pay for it and not just winging it. So in this case, we wanted to yard sale it, but I didn't want to give it away either. But I wanted, my goal was to sell it at a good price that it was free to us, so anything was a good price. But I didn't want to undercut ourselves, but I wanted also that there was room for resale. And one example is Swanky Swigs. You know, those little glasses that we got back in the 50s or 60s even with the cheese in them, and they had the little flowers painted on them.
Oh, yeah, and we used them as glasses afterward,
exactly
right?
Exactly right. Well, she had a ton of those. And John said that at antique shows, they sell for about $7. So we put them out at the yard sale for $3. We made the $3 on a whole bunch of glasses. We didn't have to move them at 50 cents a pound, and the person buying them, and it was all one person, so I knew it was for resale, could turn around and resell them and have room in there for resale.
What did you sell on eBay?
What
types of things did you sell on eBay?
Oh, I'm still selling. You can walk around my house. There's Lennox and Fenton and Mason's. It's a Mason's dinnerware. It's an ironstone. I haven't done any of the Waterford. The kids want that. And that's the other point, too. A lot of this, the kids just don't want. My daughter's husband doesn't like clutter in the house, so they have very few decorations. And so all the crystal and all the things that my mom valued, Delft, all these things that we had as growing up and was so precious to her. And
they don't care anymore, do they, these kids?
They don't.
No, I've noticed it. They don't want Grandma's silver. They don't want her china.
Exactly. So why not? Why shouldn't we sell it? Because you know what's going to happen when we're gone, and you know that's in our future. They're going to either donate it or toss it, and I would much rather keep us busy as retired Social Security people, keep our minds and bodies busy, and make some extra money so that we can take more vacations and eat out more often, and just have a nicer. You know, have the house cleaned every 2 weeks.
So I think you went through the same things I went through emotionally, didn't you? Some of the things did you look at and say, oh, I remember this, and, you know.
You know what the hardest one was? Selling the house.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the house I grew up in.
Oh, and that's always tough, yeah.
And so it was, so not only the stuff, but when we moved to New York to take care of my mom, we had disposed of all of our own stuff. So we didn't have a dining room set. We didn't have living room furniture. And so that's what we've got in our house. I mean, her house is recreated in our house now. And my grandmother's china closet and my mom's dining room set, I mean, it's all just right here. So,
are you going to keep it?
Oh, yeah, we're using it. And the house we bought has a huge dining room. We had like 13 at Thanksgiving dinner. So we can, yeah, we're keeping all of that because... Why sell it and replace it? You know, there's no point in that. It just goes on and on. Everything that we've got here is just, you know, a lot of it is from her house.
How do we find an appraiser?
Well, that's a good question. I know John, I spoke to him last night, and he's still doing it. He's in New Hampshire now. He's moved off of Long Island. But I know he's still doing shows, so he's available in New York or the East Coast. And... here in Colorado Springs, I know of a gal who does appraisals, but I suspect that would be something for some of the meetup organizers to search out, would be reputable appraisers as opposed to estate salespeople.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And it's really worth knowing what you've got. He found a watch that I thought was just a plain, ordinary watch, an old one in the box. It was gold, and it was all engraved and stuff. And he popped it open, and the monogram or the engraving inside was from my grandmother to my grandfather to my grandmother before they were married, and that they were married in 1901.
Oh my!
So wow. We found an heirloom that would have been just a gold watch had he not popped it open.
But that's something you're going to keep.
Oh, absolutely!
Absolutely!
Absolutely! And there was jewelry, you know. You just don't know what you've got until you go digging. And it's nowadays people say, you know, well, I know one of our members. He's in Texas helping his a friend empty a house of a relative. And it's like, how do we get rid of this stuff and what do we do with it? But we don't know the value. And even knowing the value, like I said, with those swanky swigs, you can turn around and sell it if you don't want to dispose of it yourself. But at least you're making money on it because it's all free to begin with.
So right now, all of your sales are from your mom's stuff?
No, because sometimes I have to admit that thrifting bug bites.
I should hope so.
We've talked about that so much here.
You know, I vow I'm not going to go shopping, and then I get close to one, and it just kind of, it's like a magnet. It draws it. Well, there may be something that we can resell.
You never know.
I'm going through my mom's costume jewelry still. She had bags of this.
Yes.
Bags of costume jewelry because she was a thrifter. All right? So I'm going through it. And just this morning, I gave Melissa, when she showed up here at the studio, I gave her a little tiny jewelry box with four or five little things that I found. But Melissa's petite. She's like 4'10". And so she wears little tiny earrings and things. And I found some stuff from Mom that she could use. But by and large, my girls didn't want some of the bigger stuff, the, you know, the silver and stuff.
Yeah. And there's a lot of place to sell that either individually or in bulk for crafters, too, because now with steampunk, they'll break old watches and stuff apart and make jewelry out of it.
Well, what about, well, that's a good idea. So I could kind of take some of the one earrings that I'm finding with rhinestones in them and things of this sort and sell it. What do I put in the title?
Crafters, bulk, costume.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
Crafters, bulk, costume, jewelry.
Steampunk. Upcycle.
Upcycle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all one word?
Yes. It's like recycling, but you're upcycling by making something new and different.
Well, I'm going to have tons of this stuff. Okay. Well, that's a great tip. Well, Louise, you're busy.
Of course she is. She's a very busy woman.
How busy are you going to be in June, Louise?
Oh, I'm already there.
Are you packed?
No. I don't pack until just before. Jean's helping at the registration table.
Oh, that's so
Betsy
good.
Betsy recruited him.
Thank you.
So Jean's all excited that he's going to be...
Can't wait to see you at the eBay Radio Partying Conference in June. Thank you, Louise.
Thanks, Louise. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Up next, open phones! 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.